This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a big shout-out to our listeners in Huntsville, Alabama. Congratulations on getting the command for the brand new Space Force. Congratulations to you. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, and we don't care what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler comes back, we're over there at the Captain's America, and Dan Bongino says they're coming back. Also, Twitter, at Captain's America. We're on MeWe as the Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't hear the show any other way, you can hear it there. And joining us live right now to start things out, our number three, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
We have got Mary in Clearwater on the telephone line. And Mary, what's on your mind?
Hello, hello. Do you remember Solyndra?
I do.
Several of them. I would suggest really hard, before everybody wants to move along with the country, taking a giant look at every single cabinet pick up in that cabinet, because I got to tell you, before moving on, we may not want to move on with some of this stuff.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. It's called the Great Reset. These guys are serious.
Yes.
And
yes.
People need to be aware. I mean, I think it's just going to bankrupt the whole country.
Well, we've talked about it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
Oh, all of it.
Yeah, we talked about it. And we talked about it this week because Joe Biden came out and said that he wants to have his the Senate to do it before he gets into office. He wants them to just carte blanche all his appointees.
Yeah, not so much. But,
no, it's not going to happen.
Mary's precisely, I mean, she's just very much on spot. In fact, I did a pretty comprehensive interview on a girl that was also a lawyer that, with a girl that's also a lawyer that has done some exceptional work on the Great Reset. And, it's the most, they've tried to do it in the most obscure way, but the Great Reset is modeling itself after where we are today with the detaching of social human connection and under the guise of we can keep the air clean and we can keep the water clean because we're not going to be using so many of things that use fossil fuels and whatnot. So yeah, thank you, Mary. That's it.
Now, there's a report that we'll have up to 15,000 troops, National Guard troops, will be in Washington, D.C. 20,000 now, you're hearing? Okay, we'll be there for the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Now, is this more than before?
Of course.
Yep, and I think we know why. And people, I had a person ask me, well, are they going to be armed so they can defend themselves? Some of them.
Many.
Yeah, many of them. Some of them. Now, I did see, and I told you this, I saw some of the guys with their ditty bags coming in to the interior, being dropped off by the military buses and coming in that way. And they did have sidearms on. Now, my guess when I saw the sidearms, and they all had sidearms, were those were military policemen.
Okay.
That was kind of the clue. I didn't see MP on their jackets, but and I couldn't recognize the decal that was there, the unit insignia, because it was dark and it was hard to try to see that, but that's what I'm guessing. So anyway, I believe there'll be a lot of military police in there, possibly.
Here's where I am with this thing. First of all, this is not your normal garden variety inauguration event.
No.
Okay? We
no.
already know that they're using all of the same producers that did the DNC convention. Remember how digital
yep.
and remote and all that is?
Yep.
They're using the same people for this.
Yep.
And so at some point I may have to be bold enough to say that there's going to be more National Guard than there will be attendees.
Yeah.
So I think this is being done they're exaggerating, I would say maybe the threat assessments.
Yep.
I think that they're exaggerating all of this for a couple of reasons. But one of those reasons I also believe is the world is watching too. They're going to watch this inauguration, and I think it sends a message to the rest of the world that see the United States is we're in control now. We have a lot of security, and don't worry about it. So I think some of this is for show, pomp and circumstance.
Okay. Now, did you see the video the president put out where he called for no?
I did.
Okay. What'd you think?
I think it was about 4 or 5 days too late.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that from a number of people said that it was about 4 or 5 days too late. Had he put it out 4 or 5 days ago, he may not have gotten impeached. One person came and said. And I said, well, it is what it is. You can't worry about it now. Now, did you hear about AOC? She wants a commission on media literacy. And we'll talk about that when we come back, because this happened once before, folks, something very similar under Barack Obama. Under Barack Obama. And we'll talk about it and what it is she's trying to do. But she's not alone in this. She is not alone in this. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. You heard me talk about them. You heard me tell you what it is I take from their establishment, and that's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. As a matter of fact, I got two of them I took right before the show here at about midnight. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does, if you're not getting the daily requirement of fruits and vegetables you need either, and who does that, then I got a great deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and try the fruits and veggie capsules. Now, for a limited time, and I mean it's coming to an end here, the end of the month, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the wellness products they've got there, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's R-E-S-U-L-T. You can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Now, you can also give them a call, talk to a health coach at 800-246-8751. That number is only available from 8 to 5, though, so you'd have to wait. Otherwise, just go check them out on the website, balanceofnature.com. Again, you want to order anything, product code RESULT. 35% is what you're going to save, balanceofnature.com. If they ask you how you heard about them, tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yep, that too. all right. The AOC calling on the Commission on Media Literacy. Now, when she said that, my mind right away went to Barack Obama and what they were trying to do with the bloggers that were out there and the citizen journalists, as they were called. They were talking about regulating all that and bringing it in under the guise of the Internet, making it more stringent, if you will. Well, I say if they're going to try media literacy, they need to start with ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC before they go after anybody else.
She wants a truth commission.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here and I cannot remember. It was truth and something, but I think it was Obama under David Axelrod.
You're right.
they started something on Twitter.
Yep.
And people were supposed to report facts or correct the record or something, and I cannot remember.
Yeah, that's where we got our fact checkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the conservatives and Republicans took over the thing. What they were reporting on Twitter, using that objective they were trying to do, it absolutely became hysterical. So the thing only lasted 3 or 4 weeks, and then the Obama administration pulled it off of Twitter, and I cannot remember it. But, you know, we were taking things that they would never report on, you know, if it was... And we ended up
it was called the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the thing on Twitter. It wasn't Truth Out, but it was Truth Something.
Okay.
And I was thinking about it a year ago, and I remember that. I can't remember it now.
Let's take a question now from a caller. Let me see. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Correct. Oh, yes.
Okay, what's your question for Denise?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, how come one of the many heads of the deep state snake, George Soros, who has turned our Constitution upside down, has appointed, with his financing, appointed many DAs and judges around this country, and who has sent many Jews in World War II to their death, has not been taken into custody and his assets been seized.
Okay. All right, we'll try to answer it. Well, first of all, Denise, he knows a lot of people. He's got a lot of money in a lot of pockets, a lot of politicians, a lot of judges, a lot of district attorneys. Now, think about that for a minute. A lot of district attorneys he contributed to get certain people in there. So why would they want to prosecute him?
Well, look, the media and the lawyers, because there are lawyers is a liberal industry now.
Yeah.
And so they own the system. Now, Soros is a lobbyist, of many stripes.
Yeah.
But lobbyist is free speech. And all he does is says, okay, you know, I'll give you, you know, $2 million for this, but this is what I'd like to see. And they go, okay. But he's funding these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And the organizations are the ones that are doing this. So they're all too happy to do that. Soros is an evil man. I mean, it's just, there's no question about it. But, and his money is one thing, but it's the people that are carrying out these objectives that are even more evil.
Does he have dual citizenship?
I heard that years ago.
Me too.
But I think he's got a sizable home up in New York, but I don't know where he claims to have his primary residence.
I thought it was Austria, but then again, I don't know. All right, well, that's something we have to cope with. By the way, here's a good one for you, and I don't know if you're in that boat, but folks, found out yesterday, the IRS has yet to process, hold on to your hat, millions of individual and business tax returns from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't gotten that little proverbial, you owe me this amount of money or whatever, and you're wondering what happened, they're saying it's because of the COVID virus and because they had a bunch of people that they couldn't, that normally would have been there working, doing the returns, and they're not there, so they couldn't do it. So they're millions of tax returns behind.
Well, there was also a sizable cut in their operating budget, too. So they're very behind. They're very behind in an awful lot of things.
Yeah, and the IRS is how the government used to enforce things they wanted to enforce if they couldn't do it any other way. Okay, now, the FAA chief has issued a zero-tolerance policy. for unruly passengers after recent incidents in the sky. By the way, if you're flying in and out of Washington, D.C., don't expect to drink. They're going to be dry flights. There will be no alcoholic beverages served on planes coming into and out of Washington, D.C., because of some of the problems they had. And
I know American Airlines did that. I don't know if all of them did that. American Airlines did that. But the one thing that we should celebrate is that effective March 31st.
Yep.
Airports across the country will no longer be airing CNN.
Oh, yeah.
At the gates on TV. Yippee.
Cow patty. Yep. Yeah, I agree. I announced that. I announced that on the program yesterday when I first heard about it. And we talked about it a little bit, and many people were thrilled about that. And by the way, they did not realize how they got there to begin with. They were grandfathered in when cable TV first came about.
Well, and I think it was under headline news, and that kind of morphed. And I didn't mind headline news when that first came out, because it was just kind of putting it out there, headline after headline after headline, just left it there.
Okay.
Now they've gotten that one away.
Well, while we're talking about CNN, I've got to go here, even though I don't want to. Folks, stop watching Jake Tapper altogether on CNN.
Exactly. Because that guy
questioned the patriotism of a double amputee U.S. Army vet, Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who I have met personally on several occasions. I like the guy. He's a tremendous individual. He's got a heart of gold. He's an honest, caring, a proud American. And what he said about Brian Mast questioning his patriotism, in my opinion, was probably one of the worst things ever said about a veteran of any kind on a cable news broadcast. Quit watching Jake Tapper and CNN. Just stop it.
I had Brian Mast on my show when he was running early on and for the first time as congressman. So,
Yeah, I interviewed him that way.
Shameful. Repugnant.
But I also
repugnant.
I also was at three different events where he was there, and I got a chance to meet him, and he was very nice to me, nicer. I was nice to him, and I told him it's all about you, and he says, no, it's all about you guys, because we can do what we can do, but it is what it is. By the way, I did mention in passing, I didn't mention a lot about it, but again, the U.S. Space Command will be headquartered in Huntsville, Alabama. It was announced yesterday. That is a major win there, and by the way, Tommy Tuberville ran on that he was going to get them the Space Command. He was doing everything he could to
Well, there were six finalists.
Yep.
I think part of the reason is because it hosts the Space and Missile Defense Command, Army Strategic Forces Command,
Redstone
Army
Arsenal.
Aviation.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Redstone Arsenal. Been there many times. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the articles that she writes and sign up for her daily sit-rep, and you'll know what she does when she knows it. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the House's impeachment vote Wednesday, all eyes are now on the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. In a statement Wednesday, McConnell said that regardless of when the Senate would take up the articles, there is no way for a fair trial to be held before the end of the president's term. Senator Kevin Cramer says it comes down to legal arguments, of which he hasn't heard any. The North Dakota Republican tells CNBC that without evidence or hearings, it's hard to take the House's move seriously.
If there are some legal arguments, we haven't heard them yet. The House rushed to judgment, rushed to impeachment without a single hearing, without talking to a single witness or hearing any testimony. So to me, it's hard to take what the House is doing seriously. It was hard to take it seriously a year ago when there was almost no due process, but there's much less today.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, get those questions together. Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy will be in the studio next hour to take your questions and to talk about becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. In the meantime, they're going to tell you about themselves, National Aviation Academy, that is, right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., the other one right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. The best way to find out about them is to give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, the phone number all across the country, the U.S. of A., is 800-659-2080. and ask to take the tour at either one of the facilities that's closest to you to get to, so you don't have to drive forever or hop on an airplane and fly forever. But Concord, Mass., outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay area, are the two areas where you can go. And you'll be able to take the tour. You'll be able to find out what they're all about, talk to the students, talk to the teachers, the instructors there, find out how they do it, check out the airplane hangars where they're working on the aircraft and all that. And it's it'll give you a real good idea of what becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is all about. And they are they're in such demand around the world, it's not funny. Foreign countries, foreign military, American military, contractors, you name it. And you can make a lot of money very quickly as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Check them out, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Set up an appointment to come tour their facility. All right, well, we're going to start out with General Daniel Hokanson, who is the chief of the National Guard Bureau, confirmed that thousands of National Guard troops are being sent to the Capitol as we speak. Now, yesterday it was 10 to 15,000 personnel were going to be there. Denise said 20,000. I don't know. I haven't seen that number yet, but I'll go with what I got. 10 to 15,000 personnel will be on the ground. Now, will they carry weapons? Some of them. Will they be there as crowd control? Some of them. Will they be there to help police and fire and whatnot in the event something happens? Absolutely. They'll be the backups. So there you go. Now also, you heard me mention yesterday about the massive Israeli airstrikes that targeted the Syrian-Iraq border and Iranian troops that were there in these bases where they had hundreds, literally hundreds of missiles lined up and rockets ready to go. As well as Hezbollah. Now, the Iranian Quds forces were there. They're the advisors, along with Hezbollah, along with other Iranian-backed militias. This was a training area, and they were learning how to fire these rockets and these missiles, moving out of there, going to places where they could just launch them into either Iraq or launch them into Israel. In either case, that was totally unacceptable. We got the information we needed, and Israel got the information they needed. They went in, and they took them out. By the way, 3-4 days prior to that, Israel launched a leaflet campaign, similar to what happened in World War II in Vietnam, where they flew overhead and dropped strings of leaflets that went down to the ground by parachute. And they warned people to clear out of the area from the Iranian bases because their lives would be in jeopardy. Didn't tell them why, but you didn't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out when they're doing that obviously somebody's going to drop something from the sky on you, because, again, that happened all the time in Vietnam and even World War II, psychological warfare. Sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't, but Israel doesn't mess around. Also, active duty personnel can vote, join a political party or club, or donate to political organizations so long as they do so as private citizens and not as representatives of the U.S. Armed Forces. So in other words, if your name is Jack Jones, but you're Lieutenant Colonel Jack Jones, you can do all of that as Jack Jones, but not as Lieutenant Colonel Jack Jones, if you get where I'm going with this. Now, a day before the rioters stormed Congress, an FBI office in Virginia issued an explicit internal warning that extremists were preparing to travel from all around the country to Washington, D.C. to commit violence and war, according to an internal document reviewed by the Washington Post that contradicts a senior official's declaration. The Bureau had no intelligence indicating anyone at last week's pro-Trump protest planned to do harm. They knew. They knew. I knew. And the way that I knew is they put it out on the Internet. They put it out on the Internet. Now, if the government's not paying attention to that stuff when they make a threat against the nation's capital, then what the hell? When they say they allowed it to happen, yes, they did. Yes, they did. They should have had backup. And again, I had a discussion with some friends of mine yesterday, The Colonel and I were talking about it off air yesterday, that you always have backup behind wherever the front line is. You have another line behind that line, and they didn't have it at the Capitol. They didn't have it. The police, fire, and EMS were on the wrong side of the crowd to try to do any help. They had to come through that crowd of, what, 100,000 people, whatever it was, to try to get there to help out the officers that are way overmanned on the inside. Some of them by 100 to 1. You talk about officers that got beat up, officers that got attacked. You bet they did. They were outnumbered, vastly outnumbered. And head should roll over that. Now, Pentagon leaders must balance an array of threats on state capitals nationwide across the potential for renewed extreme violence in Washington, D.C., as they consider security plans ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. We've got a whole bunch of threats that have been mounted for this weekend all across the country by the Boogaloo group. Don't know if it's going to happen or not. They may be blowing smoke, but then again, they may not. And in lieu of all the stuff that's been going on, you have to plan for the worst. Also, just when you thought it couldn't get any better or any stranger, Japan has considered a wider coronavirus emergency as the U.S. naval base cluster of coronavirus cases has grown. Now they have 66 new coronavirus cases as of Tuesday. So they're concerned about that. But again, notice I said cases. Case means someone tested positive for coronavirus. Does it mean they've got it or they'll come down with it? No. Means you tested positive, period. End of story. By the way, another recently retired general appears poised to become defense secretary, but outside experts warned Tuesday that both lawmakers and Pentagon leaders will need to emphasize the importance of civilian control of the military to protect public faith in the institution. This is coming from the Military Times, an article in there that says more Democrats say that they're going to vote no on the waiver for Bolton or for Biden's Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Remember, he's only been out 5 years, and the rules are 7. They have to get a waiver to let him in. And some Democrats are saying, nope, not going to do it, not so fast. So we'll see. And 4 defense contractors, Northrop Grumman, Leidos, BAE Systems, and Raytheon, are amongst a growing number of companies that announced a pause on political donations to members of Congress following violent riots at the U.S. Congress last week. Now, the problem with that is those companies, when they want something, they want contracts, this, that, and the other, they'll look to see which one the wind blows. And this is how these politicians get rich. They'll look to see which way the wind blows, and then they'll start giving out money to whichever party they think can do them the most good. That's the way it works. That's why you can get people, they can go to Congress to work $250,000 or $350,000, basically the price of their home. And when they come back 4 years later, they got $2 million net worth. All right, I'm coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we're going to have some fun.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the
last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I want to tell you about Balance of Nature and what it's done for me, because I've taken Balance of Nature before and just started it up again about 4 or 5 months ago. And I previously had good luck with a product called Fruits and Veggies. And this time I thought I would do it again and see what would happen. But something different happened than what happened before. My blood pressure dropped. And I started to feel better. Got a little bit more pep in my step since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, and I don't feel that sluggish downturn in the middle of the afternoon either. And I just don't find myself either wanting to snack on candy bars or potato chips and all that in the middle of the night like I used to. Used to be I'd walk towards the break room to get a cup of coffee and I'd have to grab a candy bar. Well, I don't have to do that anymore. And I'll tell you what, if you want to find out what I found out, go over to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You will save 35% on your order, whatever it is that you want to order, period, including the fruits and veggie capsules. And I'm telling you, those are worth the price. Now, then you get a 35% discount. Now, give them a call at 800-246-8751. Talk to a health coach who can answer all of your questions. Or go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the health and wellness products they got there. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you will absolutely flat out, no questions asked, receive a 35% discount on your whole order. All right. Joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. What's the weather like up there in the Northland?
Good question. I haven't gone outside, but you know, I came down to my little home office down in the basement, and it's chilly. I didn't put the heat on, and so it's got to be getting cold out there. But that's okay. I'm going to be down in Florida this weekend with my son for a lacrosse event. So I'll,
Where?
Oh, down in Sarasota.
Really?
At IMG. But yeah.
At IMG?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see if I can make that. What time?
Oh, IMG will be, I'll be there all weekend. I'll be there Saturday, Sunday, Monday, until Monday evening, all day.
So they don't have a certain time you'll be there, because, I mean, I might be able to muster a crowd.
Oh, no, I love that. That'd be great. But the thing is, they got the COVID thing there. I can't even have, they're only allowing one adult per kid on the IMG campus per kid there.
Well, then we'll meet you at Mixon's Go-Sat Cafe for lunch Saturday. Can you do that?
You know what? I haven't been there. And you know what? I'm going to have to grab lunch for the kids. It's not that far, so that's not a bad idea. You also have the other... the mission place is right near there, too. Now.
Yeah, it's down on Cortez at, let's see, what is it, Cortez and 41, right on the corner. Yeah. Well, pick a place and let me know, and we'll meet you.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. You know, the president yesterday had the ominous fact that he's going to have labeled on him. Manchin wanted to do it. The only president in history to be impeached twice during a term.
Yeah, well, I mean, she got what she wanted. I mean, that's, you know, go down on, you know, it kind of reminds me of, you know, the things that principals used to scare us with back when we were in elementary and middle school. It's going to go down on your permanent record.
Yeah.
Back in school, and yeah, this is going to go down on his permanent record. And obviously, the circumstances are going to surround this, and, you know, they're going to talk about, you know, the first impeachment and what a joke that is. I you know, quite honestly, I hope this doesn't set a precedent where it's now going to be a constant, you know, who we're going to impeach next. I think that this is kind of ridiculous if you ask me.
Well, sure.
But, you know, again, everybody's got their own opinion when it comes to this. I obviously, they would have 9-10 Republicans, sign off on it as well. It's not going anywhere. It doesn't,
10.
Yeah, 10. It doesn't really mean, much. Of anything. Yesterday evening, I watched the president's latest video that he had put out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it made me a little sad, because I wish he had utilized that tone more often.
About 4 or 5 days ago, anyways. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just 4 or 5 days ago. How about a couple of years ago? Sometimes it's just... sometimes it's great if people just attack you and you're nasty and they're nasty, and you know it's just going to turn into something. You just feel like, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yep.
God bless, and move on. And then you win the argument.
Yep.
And you know, you walk away from it and you win without having to do that. Sometimes you need to do that and kind of rise above stuff. And like I said, I wish he had done that more often throughout his presidency.
Yeah, and that's what we need to do. We need to move on right now. We need to get rid of the nastiness and, well, we're going to, no. Let's try working together. I mean, I did it. You and I did it. You and I, back in 2008, 9, and 10, when we had the Tea Party groups that fired up, and I was involved in starting up and creating three of them in the listening area. You know it, and I know it, and we know where we were. We were talking to them all the time. Well, guess what? We didn't go anywhere. We're back.
You know, you mentioned that was the largest crowd I ever spoke in front of there.
That's right.
Massive crowd, you know, thousands of people.
We had 3,000 cars parked, 3,000 cars. Do the math. And they didn't come onto a car.
And my speech that I gave, who I criticized, I didn't go after Democrats at all.
Nope.
I went after Republicans based upon the fact that they say that they're going to do things and they don't follow through and don't
do
it. And there's no reason... There's no reason to get personal when it comes to arguments. If someone else gets personal, I know. Yeah, I'm sure you get this too. You know, with messages on Facebook and places. I don't engage in that. What's the point? You know, you walk away. God bless.
Yep.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And you walk away, because that debate is not going anywhere.
Or you hit the block button.
Yeah.
And then you don't see it again. I usually make a comment, and that's it. Block. Bye. See ya.
Yeah.
Yep. But it is what it is.
I have a complete policy when it comes to social media. It's just no no political debates on social media. Social media is to see pictures of good times and family, and that's it. Not the time or place.
Now let's talk about this vaccine, because Moderna yesterday, the CEO of the biotech firm Moderna, is trying to find out a way to get more vaccine to the people. Now, he wants to cut the dosage 50%, giving it twice as many dosages to go out there. You'd obviously have to have an extra time to, instead of the two shots, you'd have to have three. But here's the deal. He said that the coronavirus is not going away anytime soon, and the best way to get more people inoculated is to get more vaccine out there, which we seem to be hearing from the states. Are you noticing that?
Yeah, from the get-go, I mean, this is my original philosophy, you know, there's no way that this virus is going to stop. I know it was like, you can't say it, but it's true. The population has to achieve herd immunity, and one way of doing that is getting vaccines out. I think there's a large number of the population that have gotten this virus already. Some of them may know it, some of them may not. I got it. I was pretty sure that I had it when I caught it, but, I got my antibody test when I gave blood. Yep, I had it. So, I mean, I wouldn't go and get a vaccine right now. I'd give it to somebody else. They got good news. You got Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, which should be approved by the FDA next month. So that's another one that they can get out. I mean, there's a problem right now is just getting the vaccine out the door in two people. We're not even close. They originally said that they wanted 20 million people vaccinated by the end of December. I don't even think we're at 6 million yet.
No.
So they're way, way behind in getting this out the door. That's just a shame.
Yeah, and they're actually having to throw some of the vaccine away because they bring out more than what they planned for areas where not all the people are showing up, and it's got to be kept at that ridiculous below zero.
Well, how difficult is it to have standby? They do it at airports. If they can't get it out, at the end of the day, you have people that are on standby that want to get the vaccine.
Bring
doesn't matter
in.
What group you're in, you come in and you get it rather than throw it out. How difficult is that to figure out? I mean, it's not that hard. But again, a lot of these people are afraid they're going to get fined by the governor, or they're threatened by this. It's so stupid.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's, again, the internet rumors that are out there. By the way, one last little thing here. The Parler CEO yesterday and Dan Bongino last night, who's one of the principal investors, says that they will be back. They will be back. Might not be as fast as you want it to be back, but Parler will be back, and that's good news.
The reality of the situation is, whether people want to believe it or not, it's not that expensive with the price of computers and memory nowadays to set up your own server farm.
That's right.
You don't want to have to deal with that. But, again, I said yesterday, necessity is a mother of invention. So you have to figure something out. You figure it out.
Yeah. And here comes the music, and you really, seriously, when you get down here and you figure out what you're doing and where you're going to be, let me know, because we could meet over there at Mission Barbecue in Bradenton or Mixon's Roadside Cafe. They got the Captain's Club there.
Hey, you got that. What is that? Your ice cream, too.
That's
right?
True. All right, let me know. All right.
You guys have a good one, man.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go there, check him out, see what he's all about. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.